We continue the conversation about volatility in the oil markets, one we've been having over the weeks and months. Yesterday, investors reacted to the $700 billion proposed bailout of Wall Street by sending crude oil prices up $25 before settling it back down to end the day at $120.37. This morning on Asian markets, oil prices are down to just under $108 a barrel. Meanwhile, the dollar dropped and the Dow faced a steep decline of 373 points yesterday. Okay, so what's going on? Peter McKay from the Wall Street Journal has been taking a look. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Adora.
So what are we to make of this latest volatility in the oil markets?
Well, it's partially a fundamental kind of supply and demand story, but it's also partially, kind of Wall Street traders doing things to game one another that may not necessarily concern, say, the listener at home. You had expiration of some contracts for October delivery yesterday. So
you want to explain that for us?
Yes. Yeah. The way that the market trades, in Lower Manhattan is that they're not trading oil. They're not trading physical oil. They're trading contracts for delivery, known as futures. And those contracts are used by industrial users of oil, but they're also used by speculators who are trading oil purely as a financial bet. So when the contracts expire, they have to unwind their bet so that they don't actually, they're not on the hook to make or take delivery of physical oil. So that's the process that we went through yesterday. It always adds volatility, but under the current circumstances, with everything else going on in the financial markets, obviously it just really went nuts.
And yeah, I love that idea that if they don't unwind their position, they actually, someone's going to bring them like a giant. Like tanker of oil to their house and put it on their doorstep.
It has been known to happen. It happens with other commodities too, like wheat and pork bellies and stuff like that. It's not pretty.
That's so annoying when that happens. I know. How do you get rid of those pork bellies? So, but the interesting thing here is that what we're seeing is when the market tanks or when the dollar tanks, that there's a lot of money that's looking for some sort of safe haven. We've seen that with gold.
Right.
Oil will suddenly, even for a period of hours, be that safe haven.
Right.
What does that do to the pit? I mean, yesterday it just was so hysterical down there in the pit looking at that upward move.
Right. Yeah, and the reason why it has kind of taken on this safe haven aspect characteristic is that it's tangible stuff. If you just think in the simplest terms, a lot of the things we've seen over the last week or so are undermining confidence in paper investments. You know, if you own a share of stock, it's basically a piece of paper. Same thing with a bond or whatever. So ultimately, you have to put some sort of faith in the issuer. And right now, faith is just low in all sorts of paper investments right now. So people go into oil, they go into gold. Other commodities are rallying as well.
Peter, a very quick last question because we just have about 10 seconds. What should we be looking for as negotiations on Capitol Hill move forward? What should we should be looking for on the markets?
Well, I think the markets will continue to be volatile, and there's still a lot of details to be worked out.
Peter McKay, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Peter McKay is a Wall Street Journal reporter. Now we're going to head to Capitol Hill to find out what's happening there.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.